We are on Adarim Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, as we are, Mitzvah Hashem, finishing the parak today, the 10th parak, and then we have the last parak, the 11th parak, for Maseches Nedarim. So we are in the middle of a whole back and forth of bringing proofs against Rabbi Chanina, rejecting those proofs, but we're soon going to have proofs that are actually against Rabbi Chanina. But before we got there, we had one more line left in this discussion, that we had this brisa that said that hakama has certain chumras, certain stringencies over hafara, and hafara has certain stringencies over hakama. So that's really what we're up to. This is just a side point that's not really connected to Rabbi Chanina, but once we're in that discussion, the Gemara says as follows. This is about seven lines from the top. Eshkechan, where it says Eshkechan. Eshkechan chumra bahakim, mi bahafer. So we said in this brisa the stringency of hakama over hafara, i.e. that you could do kiyum belev. If you do kiyum in just in your heart, in your intent alone, that works. To do hafara, to undo the neder in your heart, that doesn't work. So that's how we see that hakama has a stringency over hafara. But hafara mi bahakim minalan, what's the Ron says it's not really minalan, what's the source, it's what's the case, what's the example where hafara has a greater stringency than hakama. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nishalan ala hakim v'nishalan ala hafer. When it comes to hakama, if a person does hakama, it's very interesting, if a person does hakama, so they establish the neder. So they have the ability to be shoel by a regular neder. Let's go back to a regular neder. A regular neder, a person takes a regular neder. So they could be shoel. What does shoel mean? It means they could go to the Beis Din. They could do hatar sadarim, like we've been discussing the entire time, that there's different ways of getting rid of a neder. One of the ways of getting rid of a neder is by doing hatar sadarim. They could go to the Beis Din, to the court, and say that they didn't really mean what they meant. Pesach, harata, different ways of saying that they didn't have the proper intent. They didn't really mean what they were doing. And they could get rid of the neder. So says Rabbi Yochanan, a person can do the same thing when it comes to hakama. They didn't take the nether. They didn't take the nether. The wife took the nether, or the daughter took the nether. But what are they doing? They're establishing it and saying, we're making the nether. We're establishing this and we're keeping it as a nether. They have the ability to be shoel, not on her nether, what she took, but on their hakama. I was, the father or the husband was making it. They established it as a nether. They could go back and they could say, no, I'm being shoel on that hakama. I want to undo that hakama. They ain't shoel on al hafara. But hafara is more stringent. When it comes to hafara, let's say the father or the husband, they undo the neder, they don't have the ability to then go back and say, you know what, I don't want to really undo the neder. They don't have such an ability to do that. Once the neder is undone, it's undone. There's no longer a neder there. There's nothing even to ask about. The neder, it's like it's completely gone. The neder is completely gone. Can't be shoel. You can't undo the hafara, the undoing of the neder. That you can't do. You could be shoel on the hakama. You could be shoel on the hakama. Okay, so this is now interesting. So let's say, so just to discuss this for 1 minute. So you can be shoel on hakama. So what's the case that you're shoel on hakama? So let's say, what about the following case? So you can only be makim or mayfair. You can only undo a neder or establish it as a neder on Yom Shamo, on the day that you hear about it. The day the father or the husband hear, they hear about it. So what happens in the following case? The father or the husband, they hear about it on Sunday. They hear about it on Sunday. And the father, the husband, they're making it. They establish this as a nether. They say, you know what? I want to keep this as a nether on Sunday. Are they now allowed to go back on Monday or Tuesday on a different day? On a different day. Could they be shoel on that hakama? Could they go to Bezin and say, you know what? I want to take back my hakama. I want to take back my hakama. So let's say they do this on a Tuesday. They establish it as a nether on Sunday. They want to now undo the hakama. They want to get rid of the hakama on Tuesday. So let's say they undo it on Tuesday. So now what? He was only allowed to be made for it on the day that he heard about it. That was on Sunday. So what's happening now on Tuesday? What's taking place on Tuesday? It's already past the day of Yom Shamo. So how is the being shoel on the hakama, how is it going to help? It's not going to help for anything. You undo the hakama, establishing it as a neder, but now you can't be made for on Tuesday. So what's going on? So the Ron says, by Diri Maslin, the Shalin al Hakim, the Ron says, Shem Hakim, Yachol lishal alav ba'osa yom shmiya v'yachol hafer bo bayom. The Ron says we are limiting this to a case where you did she'ela on the same day that you did hakama. It has to be, says the Ron, that if you if you heard about it on Sunday, and Sunday morning you were mekayimit, you established it as an eder on Sunday morning, the only time you could do she'ela, you could undo that hakama to then do afara to get rid of the neder, has to be the same day. Has to be Sunday. Has to be the same day. Has to be on Sunday. Otherwise it doesn't make sense, says the Ran. It wouldn't make sense to do it on a different day. It's already past the day that he heard about it. You won't be able to be mefer. So it has to be on the same day that you're mekayimit. You were undid the hakama. You were shoal on the hakama. You went to Beis Din to do a taris hakama, to undo the hakama. And then you're mefer on the same day. It has to all be Yom Shmiyah. That's the Ran. So just to point out, the Tur argues. The Tur argues on the Ran. The Tur says, and potentially the Rambam, the Tur says, even if he's shoal on Tuesday, he can be shoal on Tuesday, undo the hakama that he did on Sunday. But it's not the same day of Yom Shmiyah. It's not the same day. The chiddush is that the moment you do hakama, so you know on Sunday, if you did hakama at 11 o'clock in the morning, hakama, it's not like the rest of the day is not the rest of the day. You don't have the ability to do hafara. You don't have that ability. So you still have another, who knows, 10 hours or whatever it is, depending on 7 hours till the end of the day. Those 7 hours are frozen. Those are frozen hours because you can't do hafara. You already did hakama. So if you're shoel, if then you undo the hakama on Tuesday, you now have the rest of that day of Tuesday to do hafara because it was frozen. If you can't do hafara, so then it's like the Yom Shamo, the day of hearing it, is delayed. It gets delayed till Tuesday. It's a very interesting chiddush of the tour. Okay. Anyways, that's a separate point. Now let's get back to the main topic. The main topic is asking questions on Rabbi Chanina. Again, Rabbi Chanina said that if a person is shosik amnas lamekat, that if they keep quiet, right? There's different forms of hakama. Hakama is either I say explicitly that I want to establish as a neder, or if I just keep quiet till the end of the day, so then it establishes the wife's or the daughter's neder as a neder. He says that if I keep quiet, not because I want to keep quiet, and not because I'm establishing it as a neder, but I'm keeping quiet because I want to annoy my wife, or because I want to rebuke her, I want to give her musr for taking the nether to begin with, but I really want to be mefer. So says Rabbi Chanina, if that's why I'm quiet, I can be mefer the next day, or I can be mefer in the future. So we're asking questions on this. So Masav Rav Kahana, we're up to Masav Rav Kahana. We have various phrases that say he's keeping quiet. So says the pasuk v'im hechrish yachrish la isha. It says im hechrish yachrish la isha. So b'shosik amnas l'mekar akasav medaber. Isn't the pasuk talking about a case of Rabbi Chanina where you are quiet amnas l'mekat in order to rebuke her or to annoy her, and in such a case we say at the end of the day he can't be made for afterwards? So the Gemara says, no, how do you know it's talking about shosik amnas l'mekat? Atom Rabbi shosik amnas l'mekat o'enu elo b'shosik amnas l'kayim. Maybe it's talking about a case where you're shosik so that there's hakama at the end of the day. Who says it's talking about a case where you don't want to do hakama and it's just to annoy her? Maybe it's taking my case amnas l'mekat. So it answers the Gemara, Kshu Omer ki hechrushla hare b'shosik amnas l'kayim akasam adaber. Because there's a separate phrase of ki hechrushla. In the pasuk itself it says im hechrush yechrushla isha, and then at the end of the pasuk it says it again, ki hechrushla, two times. So the Gemara, so the Brisa says hare b'shosik amnas l'kayim akasam adaber hamani mekayim im hechrush yechrushla isha b'shosik amnas l'mekat. The fact that we have two phrases of hechrish, of the husband being quiet, why do we have two phrases that the husband's being quiet? One, for different types of being quiet. One is that he was quiet because he wanted to establish it as a neder at the end of the day. And one was that he was quiet because really he wanted to be mefer, but he was just doing it to annoy his wife. That's why he was quiet. But really he wanted to be mefer. But in both cases, we have two phrases, because in both cases it's there to teach you that at the end of the day, you can't be mefer. You can't be mefer by the next day. Against Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said that if I'm just doing it to annoy my wife, I really want to be mefer, you have the ability to be mefer in the future. Comes this brisa and says, no, we have two phrases in the pasuk to tell you that no, that even in a case where it's to annoy your wife and really you want to be mefer, you still can't be. Once the day is over, you can't be mefer. Okay, so that's a brisa. So the Gemara answers, Tiyufta. It's really a question on Rabbi Chanina. We have a strong question on Rabbi Chanina. So that's the end of the Braisa. Now comes along the Gemara. It's not questioning the proof. It's questioning the Braisa itself. Ask the Gemara, V'lukim, ha-bishosik amnas l'kayim, ha-bishosik stam. We had two phrases where it says that the father or the husband is quiet. So the Braisa said, what are those two phrases referring to? One's referring to where I'm keeping quiet because I want it to be hakama at the end of the day. I want to establish it as a neder at the end of the day. And one phrase is talking about where I'm keeping quiet just to really, I want to be made for it, just to know my wife. Ask the Gemara, no, why? Why do we have to interpret those two phrases as such? Let one phrase be about shosek amanas lemekam, that I'm keeping quiet to do hakama. One of them is shosek stam. What's shosek stam? I'm quiet because I'm quiet. I'm not quiet for any particular reason. I'm just passive. I'm shosek stam. So answers the Gemara. There's really three psukim. Kroy seir ksivi. There's really three. What are the three? The three are ki hechrishla. And then it also says what we had before. It says it's a double language. Vim hechrish yachrishla isha. It says twice. Vim hechrish yachrishla. So the fact that it says three times Yachrish, it says three times that he keeps quiet. So we need it for all three cases. We need it for three cases. The case where it's he's quiet stam. He's just quiet just without thinking about why he's quiet. He just is passive. He's quiet because the three cases, that's one case. Second case is where he's quiet because he wants to be mekayim at the end of the day. And then the third case is against Rabbi Chanina. It's where he's quiet because he really wants to be made for later on, but he just is doing this to annoy his wife. Still, at the end of the day, it's a hakama. It's established as an eder, and you can't be made for later on. Okay, so we have now a proof against Rabbi Chanina. But the Gemara now is going to add another proof against Rabbi Chanina. We're going to have various proofs against Rabbi Chanina to prove Rabbi Chanina wrong, and that really, regardless of the reason why you're quiet, even if it's to annoy your wife and you want to be made for, still, once the day's over, you can't be made for again. So what's the next proof? Masav Rava. Masav Rava. We had this mission earlier. Okay, so we had the following Mishnah earlier. The case was, let's say it was Shabbos. It was Shabbos. So we had earlier that on Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mayfair on Shabbos, even though it's not covered Shabbos. You're allowed to be Mayfair on Shabbos. Why? Because the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. And if you're not made for now, so then you won't be able to be made for again. So because it's Letzorech, there's a need here, you're allowed to be made for on Shabbos. Okay, so asks Rava, I don't understand. If Rabbi Chanina is correct, that if the reason why I'm keeping quiet is not because I want to establish this as a neder, but it's because I really want to be made for. I'm doing it just to annoy her, but I want to be made for. I could do it in the future. So then if I hear about it on Shabbos, so if the reason why I'm quiet is just because of Shabbos, it's not because I want to establish this as a neder, but it's because of Shabbos. So then let me be made for tomorrow. The fact that the Mishnah says, no, be made for on Shabbos itself, proves to me that if I'm delaying it because it's Shabbos, that's not sufficient. I can't be made for tomorrow. I have to be made for today. Even though the reason why I'm keeping quiet is because it's Shabbos, still, the reason why, even if it's because of Shabbos, I can't be made for tomorrow, I still have to be made for today. So it's another kasha in Rabbi Chanina. We see from here that regardless of the reason, whether it's because the person is doing it to annoy his wife, whether he's keeping quiet because it's Shabbos and he doesn't want to be made for on Shabbos, or he's not allowed to be made for on Shabbos, either way, we see that once the day's over, you're not allowed to be made for the next day. There's no ability to be made for the next day. That's proof number two against Rabbi Chanina. And finally, the last proof is Masav Ravashi. Ravashi, this is a quote from the next parak, a brisa from the next parak. What happens in the following case? Yode'ani sheyesh nedarim. The husband knows that she took an eder. She took an eder. Aval eini yode'a sheyesh mafirin. But I don't know that I have the ability to be mefer. He didn't know. The day that he heard about her neder, he didn't know that he has the ability. He didn't know this halacha that he had the ability to be mefer. So the day passes. So what is it? Is he allowed to be mefer the next day? The answer is yes. Yefer, go ahead and be mefer. Why? The Rishonim explain, it's only called Yom Shamo. It's only called the day of hearing it if he knew that he could be made for. But he didn't know that he could be made for. He didn't know this halacha. So he could be made for the next day. What about the following case? Next case. Yode'ani shish mefirin. I know that I'm able to be made for. He knows that he knows of the halacha that he could undo her neder. Aval eini yode'a shezeh neder. But I don't know that it's limited when it comes to the husband and the wife. He can only be made for certain nedarim. If it's Beinu Levinu, if it impacts him, or if it's Inu Nefesh, it causes pain to her. But he thought that she took a neder that he can't be made for. But he knows the halacha of he knows the general concept that he could undo her neder. He just thought that this particular neder that she took, I can't be made for. It doesn't, that's the type of neder that I can't be made for.
Ignorance of the law of
Okay, interesting. You're saying because once he knows about the concept of hafara, so then figure this out. Interesting. Figure this out. Ah, so that's what Romero says. Romero, Omer, lo yafer. Tough luck. Lo yafer. You can't be mefer. Chacham or mefer. The chacham say no, that you could be mefer the next day, because at the end of the day, according to the chachamim, you didn't know that you could be mefer for this particular neder, so you could be mefer for the next day. Romero says, like what you were saying, that no, you knew about the concept of hafar. You didn't know about this particular neder. Tough luck. That's on you. That's on you to figure it out. So you can't be mefer for the next day. But ask the Gemara, regardless. V'amai lahavik yishosek am nasa mekat. According to Rabbi Chanina, if I'm quiet, not to know because I want to be mekayim it. If I'm quiet for whatever other reason, because I'm trying to annoy my wife, or in this case, the reason why I'm quiet is because I just didn't know the halacha. According to Rabbi Chanina, I should have the ability to be made for the next day. Any time that I'm quiet for any other reason, other than to establish this as a neder, if I have some other excuse, so then I should be able to be made for the next day. So according to Rabbi Meir, and even according to the Chachamim, there should be a separate. It should be just because I was quiet for other reasons. I wasn't quiet because I wanted to establish this as a neder. So what do we see from here? That no, that even if you're quiet for other reasons, because I didn't know that I could be made for this particular neder, right? So in that case, we say, according to Rav Meir, you can't be made for the next day. And even the Chachamim who say you could be, that's only because it's not called Yom Shamo. It's not called the day that you heard it because you didn't know all the halachas. But it's not because of Rabbi Chanina. This is not about Rabbi Chanina, that according to Rabbi Chanina, anytime I'm quiet because for some other reason other than Hakama, I can be made for the next day. It's clearly not that way. From this whole discussion, it's clearly not that way. So it's Tiyofta. We have three different Tiyoftas, three different rejections of Rabbi Chanina. And at the end of the day, the Ran says, we paskin against Rabbi Chanina. We paskin against because of these Tiyoftas, because of all these questions on Rabbi Chanina. At the end of the day, regardless of why I'm quiet, I could be quiet because for the whole day because I'm trying to annoy my wife. I could be quiet because I didn't know the halacha that in this particular case it could be made for. Regardless what it is, I could be quiet because of Shabbos. The previous case, I could be quiet because of Shabbos. Whatever the reason is, still, once the day passes, I can't be made for the next day. And what does this show us? We'll finish with this. What does this show us? It shows us that the fact that I'm quiet, it's not necessarily just the fact that if I'm quiet, it means that I'm establishing this as a neder. I'm passively establishing this as a neder. Because then if I don't have the intent to establish this as a neder, so then I should be able to be made for the next day. The idea is that the Torah gave you that day to be made for. That you have a zchus hafar, the husband or the father, they have a zchus hafar. They have the ability to be mefer for that day. Once the day passes, it's over. Regardless of whatever reasons you had to not be mefer, it doesn't make a difference. The day passes, it's over. And that's how we paskin. Okay. Hadran alach na'ara marasa, mirtz Hashem. Tomorrow we'll begin the last parak of Maseches Nedarim.